Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 25th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be milder, with a high of 55 degrees and a low of 33. Look for mostly cloudy skies. In our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court will weigh in on whether colleges and universities can consider race in admissions as it agreed to hear a case brought by an anti-affirmative action group against UNC Chapel Hill. The group, Students for Fair Admissions, alleges the university discriminated against white and Asian American applicants by using race as a factor in its undergraduate admissions process. The justices will also hear a similar case against Harvard University brought by the same group. The outcome of these cases could have sweeping implications for affirmative action in higher education and diversity of student bodies on campus. And with the court becoming more conservative in recent years, the fate of race-conscious admissions is in doubt. UNC has defended its admissions process in this legal battle for several years. In coronavirus news, North Carolina saw its daily COVID-19 caseload start to drop over the weekend, though the number of patients hospitalized with the virus remains at an all-time high. The State Department of Health and Human Services reported over 77,000 confirmed cases since midday Friday. The Omicron variant is expected to hit its peak by the end of January in most states. But though North Carolina reports fewer people contracting the virus, the level of hospitalization remains sky high. For the fifth straight day, North Carolina reported a record number of COVID-19 patients, reaching almost 4,900 people. In education, the man who was appointed to the Wake County School Board has abandoned his appointment amid questions about whether he was eligible to hold the seat. The school board appointed Craston Artis II to the vacant seat. But concerns were raised about his residency. The position has been vacant since the end of the year. The board will meet today to discuss how to fill the opening and whether the selection process will begin again. In Chapel Hill, the first construction plans for the redevelopment of University Place have been revealed. Developers will add hundreds of apartments as well as shops and restaurants. It's just the first phase of what could be built at the aging shopping center in the next decade. Plans also call for a food hall and a hotel. The town's Community Design Commission will review the plans today. And finally, it's Triangle Restaurant Week, and 40 restaurants across the region are hoping diners will check them out during a time when they're struggling. Participating restaurants will serve 2 or 3 course menus at a fixed price. Takeout will be available. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.